Hey everyone, thank you for joining me today as we take this walk together through the strange Paradiso. I don't have a whole lot to share today, but there was something that came up earlier today that I wanted to talk about and share with you guys. So there's someone that I know who knows how to clear houses. She is actually called upon many times to go and clear houses of activity, unwanted activity, and things of this nature. So she was talking to me earlier, and she mentioned that she has been, I guess, just getting like some kind of vibe, okay, that has to do with her mother. Her mother is older, I mean, elderly, okay? So I feel that she has a feeling that her mother is maybe getting ready to pass and that she's in a type of transitional period of her life, okay? So she said, I have been smelling my mother's perfume in the house, and she has not been here since January. So I said, well, it's probably her energy. She has lived in that particular house for pretty much almost all of her life. So she told me, yeah, I understand that, but I clear the house once a month. So wouldn't this be cleared out of the house? Okay, well, I can only give my own opinion, all right? So when clearing is done, it's done to clear foreign energy, okay? And disruptive energy and things of this nature. But this is a person's home that she has known for the better part of her life. So her energy, I feel that her energy, because that's like her house, would actually be welcome to remain in there because it's her house. And so when I told her this and she said, okay, that does make sense. And I said, yeah, because when you're clearing things, you're getting rid of negativity. You're getting rid of entities. You're getting rid of all these other different types of things, not an energy from a person who is not negative, has lived there. That's a person's house and so on. So that's just my thought, okay, that energy is welcome to remain there. So as we go on, I guess, I don't want to talk about anyone's demise, okay, but I don't feel that her particular, and I'm not saying her spirit, I'm saying the energy. I don't feel that her energy would necessarily ever really leave that house. Maybe at some point, but why? If I understand if she was like a bad person, a negative person, a criminal, certain things like this, okay, that's a different story. But not just your regular average everyday person, okay? A grandmother, a mother, and I'm pretty sure she has many happy memories in that house and so on. So it doesn't matter if she hasn't been there since January. I believe that from time to time, even once she were to transition, okay, and she would no longer be in our realm, that still may happen from time to time. Her perfume may still appear from time to time. They would still be able to smell it. There would still be certain things happening, maybe until the house sells. and maybe even afterwards, depending on the sensitivity of the person or people who would maybe buy that house afterwards, okay? Once again, these are just my thoughts. Now, the other thing I'm going to share with you is we have been hearing a lot about the solar eclipse that's getting ready to happen on April 8th. And all of a sudden, I mean, I remember even as a kid, okay? We were never told, be careful. You might want to make sure that your gas tank is topped off. You might want to get extra food and water. You might want to make sure that, I mean, they're like coming up with all these precautions that people may need to take because of a solar eclipse. I can tell you guys, I have lived through quite a few of them. And the only thing that we would do, because I'm not saying that my grandma was superstitious, but she had her own ways. And she would just make us go in the house until it was over. And I think the reason for that is because as children, maybe she didn't want us looking at the sun. Maybe she was like, well, I don't know. I'm just going to rather be safe than sorry. So I'm just going to make them stay in the house until it's over. But now it's gone into overdrive, all right, with the whole top off your gas tanks, have extra water and food, and be careful while driving in the dark during the actual full part of the eclipse. Well, if you have to be careful driving during an eclipse, okay, how do people drive in the dark? How do people drive at night? How do people drive during a new moon? I mean, come on. My opinion, once again, guys, they have to keep the fear going, okay? Who are they? In this case, the media. They have to keep it going. They got to whip up that energy of fear, which is a negative energy. That way, I mean, I'm just saying, I haven't done the numbers. I am not really very well versed in gematria, numerology, and things like this, although I know somewhat about it, all right? But I'm sure many of you know how to do this. Now, we got to look at the date, okay, the month, the date, the time, maybe when it's going to start here in California, because it seems to me, from what I know, that occultists will take every opportunity to do whatever they're going to do, their ritual, whether it's by action, by verbally, however they do it. And if the numbers fall into place, well, even better, okay? So that's the only thing that I believe we should be aware of. Because, of course, then that would cause certain things to happen, okay? What is the plan? What are certain people going to do? We don't know. So you've got more than one thing happening, okay? You've got the media with their fear porn. Then you've got occultists who use, and we know this, certain events. And if dates and numbers fall into place with this event, well, once again, we've got more, okay? It's more powerful for whatever it is that they're going to do, whatever they're going to use this event to accomplish. So being aware, not being scared, not being frightened, not being fearful, not being anxious or having anxiety about it. To tell you guys the truth, I always make sure I have enough gas in my car. One of the reasons is because we live in an earthquake area and I don't want to be stranded somewhere. Oh, I have to go to the gas station and now they're all offline because there was an earthquake. And I just don't like driving on empty. I don't like driving on fumes, but not because I'm scared of the friggin' solar eclipse. Be aware. Not scared. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting because we know that there are many out there who are hearing this and who are frightened, okay? It's working. This fear campaign is working I don't know the percentage of people that it's working on, but I do know that they're out there. I do know maybe it's, heck, it could be over 50% of the population who's kind of scared about this, tell you the truth. But I'm just more of the person who's going to sit on the sidelines and watch and see what's happening. And the other thing is, whatever time that this is going to take place, I am not going to be at the store. I'm not going to be out anywhere. And the reason for that is because certain people may trip, okay? Certain people may start tripping, and who knows what. So I don't want to be around that type of scenario. It's not because, oh, I'm so scared. No, I just don't want to be around people who are going to start tripping and maybe acting out because of this event that's taking place in the sky. That's it. Would I go to the mall? Yeah, you know what? I would actually go to the mall before I would go to an outdoor, like an outlet mall or a shopping center that's outdoors. Yeah, because I feel, I could be wrong, okay? But I feel that people who are, and it depends, I'm not saying everyone, but I'm saying these type of people, okay, that may start, you know, it may kind of like start to strip a gear. Well, they may be more affected when they're like out in the atmosphere. That's just me. So would I go to the mall? Yeah, I would. But I don't want to be driving, not because, I mean, I drive in the dark all the time. I drive at night. But it's because I know that there's going to be a portion of the population who are going to act up because of this. So we have to do what's best, not just because it's frightening to us, okay? It doesn't frighten me the least bit. But we know that there are going to be things taking place because this event's going to be used for whatever. And we'll hear about it on the news, I'm sure, on your local news or whatever, you know. Opportunity. They will use this as an opportunity. And it's not only practitioners. It's not only them. It's also people who look for a reason to act up. It's also them. Just like I know that there are people who are really affected by the full moon, and I know that there are people who use it to act up. I know that there are groups of people, certain practitioners, who use the full moon to do their little rituals. And I know this for a matter of fact because I know people who do this. So it's not just a bunch of hoo-ha. I mean, people actually really use these events. Not just eclipse, you know, lunar, solar, whatever, full moon, new moon, dates. I mean, there are so many different things that are used and certain dates. So it's like, where do you think Friday the 13th came from? So, yes, this is so annoying. I'm telling you, one day I was out in the backyard and a jet came by and it was so loud and it lasted for so long. I could like feel it. I could feel the vibration like in my body. Like, how annoying is this? We don't live by an airport. So, I mean, from where I live, March Air Force Base is, I don't know how many miles away. I mean, it's not like in my backyard. It takes a little while to get there. But I guess we must be in some kind of flight path. It is very annoying. But anyhow, that's what I wanted to share with you guys. You know, the best thing that we can all do, we have to be aware of these things and then act accordingly. So yeah, for me, I'm not going to go like to the market and stuff like that, because I know there are going to be people out there who are going to use this opportunity to act out. And I'm not going to be out there to witness it. That's all that I've got for today. I'm going to try to be back tomorrow. This is almost just like a veer off of the path, okay? Because I wanted to share this with you guys. I just wanted to talk about this quickly. So it's kind of like we just veered off the path a little bit and maybe just stopped and had a talk like underneath a tree or something like that. And I just wanted to give you guys this bit of information, and hopefully you can use this, okay? And maybe you can tell others and things like this. But once again, there's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no reason for it. It's a, once again, I have to always say, this is my opinion, but so much of this is a media creation. Not the eclipse, but all of the fear, media creation. So I'm going to try to be back tomorrow. And once again, thank you guys for joining me. Thank you for taking time out of your day to come on this walk with me, where we are all together here as a group. We may not know each other personally. We may not know, I mean, if we passed one another on the street, we wouldn't know, okay? But it doesn't mean that we cannot be a part of something. We don't have to know what each other looks like, all right? But we can still be a part of this group. And I welcome you guys, and I'm happy that you guys take these walks with me. I appreciate every one of you so much. So we'll be walking and talking again soon. Everybody enjoy the rest of your day. And will I come on Monday, April 8th? Yes, I will come on Monday the 8th. I'm not sure what time the eclipse is going to start here in California, but we may not even know, because we have so much aerosolization in our skies on many days, we may not even be able to tell the difference, okay? So it all depends how clear the sky is. And, but yeah, I'm going to come on that Monday, all right? God willing, and the river don't rise. So once again, we'll be walking and talking again as soon as possible. I'm looking towards tomorrow. Ciao.